And that will wrap up the death notices. And we turn now to Ask Amy by Amy Dickinson. And Mark, would you like to be the letter writer and I'll be the responder?
Whatever you want, Jeff.
Okay.
Dear Amy, I'm a punching bag in a relationship with my common-law spouse. We have 3 children, ages 4, 2, and a baby. I hold down a professional career and do a significant portion of housework, as well as devote all my non-work waking hours to caring for and teaching the children. But still, I am belittled and accused of not doing enough. Her family members constantly warn her that I will leave. I have never threatened to leave. This makes her more frustrated as she takes this out on me. She can't see the harm she's doing to our relationship because she's too busy looking at how unfair things are for her. How can I make her see how her actions hurt others? And this is a sign tired of being pushed around.
And Amy replies, Dear Tired, you and your partner are enduring the most challenging phase of family life. In the best circumstances, it is not pretty, and in the worst cases, parenthood looks like your household with 2 exhausted parents who, instead of offering love and support, are serving up blame and recrimination to each other. You don't outline particulars about her behavior, and you don't say how long she has been behaving this way, but I'm going to make the kinder assumption that she is completely overwhelmed and or possibly depressed. Has she been screened for postpartum depression? You two need as much practical help as you can get. Those family members of hers who are busy offering opinions about your relationship should grab a diaper bag and offer some practical assistance to your household. You and your partner must have some alone time so you can work on some of these issues, connect and reconnect without the kids around. Making the investment of leaving the household together for 1 date night, or date afternoon, or date 2 hours, once a week could get you through this rough patch and help you rebuild your relationship. If your partner is unwilling to treat you differently, then yes, your relationship is definitely at risk.
Dear Amy, my husband and I have been married for a little over 2 years and have been trying for a baby for about 19 months now. It is stressful enough dealing with this, but what really bothers us is when everyone asks, "So when are you guys having a baby?" I know they mean well and don't know about our struggles, but it's still frustrating and annoying, and I feel like it puts even more pressure on us. I'm hoping you or your readers can help us with some responses to the dreaded baby question. And Jeff, this is signed Frustrated and Trying.
Thank you, Mark. And Amy replies, Dear Frustrated, this question seems to be the default query for some people after the wedding hoopla dies down, and they simply can't think of anything else to ask you about. I hope it's not true that everyone asks you about this. Please give a silent thank you to the people in your life who patiently respect your privacy. All the same, this question is so deeply intimate and presumptuous. After all, what if you don't want to have children? That it is bound to pull you up short. Of course, answering honestly is an option. We're dealing with some fertility challenges. Otherwise, I suggest keeping your response neutral, simple, and vague. And here's an example of a question. Question: when are you guys going to have a baby? Answer: I don't know. You can always deflect a conversation from an unwanted area of inquiry by offering a quick follow-up question, inviting the other person to talk about herself. Hey, did you ever get the results of your colonoscopy? Everything okay down there?
Jeez.
Readers will offer their own suggestions.
I imagine they will. Dear Amy, my heart broke when I read the letter from Sad Foster, who had to relinquish 3 foster siblings she and her husband had hoped to adopt. There are times when the Child Protective Services caseworker would much prefer to keep children in the foster home instead of having them go back to the birth parents, but they have no choice. It is difficult to see it happen. Signed, Anne.
And Amy replies, Dear Anne, I admire the people willing to risk having their hearts broken in this way. And, listeners, you can contact Amy Dickinson via email. Her email address is askamy@tribune.com. You can follow her on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is @AskingAmy, or you can like her on Facebook. And that brings us to almost 9:13 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona.
Some Law and Order briefs. A 3-year-old boy